Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 11th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today we pick up in Romans chapter 13, where we will discuss submission to governing authorities and also the idea that love fulfills the law. Starting with verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commands there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissensions and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. And now let us move over to the Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 83, a song, a psalm of Asaph. O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God. See how your enemies growl, how your foes rear their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, so that Israel's name is remembered no more. With one mind they plot together. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarites, Byblos, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and the people of Tyre, even Assyria has joined them to reinforce Lot's descendants. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like dung on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession of the pasture lands of God. Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind, as fire consumes the forest, or a flame sets the mountains ablaze. So pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so that they will seek your name. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. Before we move on, I just want us to think on this psalm a little bit, and I'll be referring to some of the study notes Bibles in my NIV study Bible. This psalm begins by calling upon God to act in the face of the threats against his people. And then the psalm requests that God do to the nations what he previously did to others. That's when he's talking about, do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin. In verse 11, he says, make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna. And I was shaking my head thinking, okay, I've heard these names before, but where are they from? These are princes or kings of Midian. If you look back at Judges chapter 7 and 8, and they were defeated by Gideon. And so the psalmist is asking the Lord to defeat those who are coming against them, as he did in the days of Gideon. And the ending of the psalm is very interesting. He wants his enemies to be defeated so that they will seek your name. Let's listen again to verse 16. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so that they will seek your name. 18. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just like Ezekiel keeps saying, they will know that I am the Lord when the destruction comes upon them. Oh Lord, please don't let it take destruction for us to know that you are the Lord. We proclaim you as King and help us to live as though we believe it. All right, let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are reading Ezekiel chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. And the title in my Bible says, The Lord's Sword of Judgment. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Jerusalem and prophesy against Israel and her sanctuaries. Tell her, this is what the Lord says. I am your enemy, O Israel, and I am about to unsheath my sword to destroy your people, the righteous and the wicked alike. Yes, I will cut off both the righteous and the wicked. I will draw my sword against everyone in the land from south to north. Everyone in the world will know that I am the Lord. My sword is in my hand, and it will not return to its sheath until its work is finished. Son of man, groan before the people. Groan before them with bitter anguish and a broken heart. When they ask why you are groaning, tell them, I groan because of the terrifying news I have heard. When it comes true, the boldest heart will melt with fear. All strength will disappear. Every spirit will faint. Strong knees will become as weak as water. And the Sovereign Lord says, it is coming. It is on its way. Then the Lord said to me, Son of man, give the people this message from the Lord. A sword is being sharpened and polished. It is sharpened for terrible slaughter and polished to flash like lightning. Now will you laugh? Those far stronger than you have fallen beneath its power. Yes, the sword is now being sharpened and polished. It is being prepared for the executioner. Son of man, cry out and wail, pound your thighs in anguish, for that sword will slaughter my people and their leaders. Everyone will die. It will put them all to the test. What chance do they have, says the Sovereign Lord? Son of man, prophesy to them and clap your hands. Then take the sword and brandish it twice, even three times, to symbolize the great massacre. The great massacre facing them on every side. Let their hearts melt with terror, for the sword glitters at every gate. It flashes like lightning and is polished for slaughter. O sword, slash to the right, then slash to the left, wherever you will, wherever you want. I too will clap my hands and I will satisfy my fury. I, the Lord, have spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What a powerful reminder we have in Romans chapter 13 today that the commandments are summed up in one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. Who is it in our lives that we find hard to love? I want us just to take a moment to think on this and to ask the Lord to give us a deep sense of love for that person or those people so that we might fulfill the commandments. Would you pray with me? Father, we want to love you and we want to love others. And we need your supernatural grace to do so. Give us a new heart. Give us a mind set on the things of the Spirit. Fill us with the fruit of righteousness. And help us, Lord, as we go throughout our day, to live in a way that honors you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.